Another round of attacks. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Pentagon now says there has been two new separate attacks by Iranian proxy forces in Syria.
Fox News has learned that more U.S. forces have been injured as a result of new Iranian rocket attacks near eastern Syria. Now, some of the injuries, we are told, may in fact be very serious. This tit-for-tat actually began when Iran proxy forces launched what U.S. officials believe was an Iranian-made drone that killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. Then President Biden ordered a series of retaliatory strikes in response, which was said to have killed eight Iranians.
Fox's Kevin Cork this afternoon during a news conference with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The president said he ordered yesterday's retaliatory strikes.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
President Trudeau also unveiled a new immigration pact that begins at midnight, where any irregular border crossers will be returned to the nearest U.S. port of entry with the United States. A mass casualty human smuggling incident in a train car east of Uvalde, Texas. Texas Department of Police Service says two migrants are dead, several hospitalized, after a group of migrants were found in the train car. The Uvalde Police Department says they were made aware of the incident by an anonymous 911 call, and officers in Border Patrol were able to find the car. The Los Angeles Unified School District and union leaders say they have reached a deal on a new contract for workers after a three-day strike that shut down the district. The agreement includes a pay raise for workers such as bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, and other support staff. Union leaders say the average pay would be raised significantly for those workers. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A 16-year-old convicted murderer is sentenced to life in prison in Florida.
Aiden Fucci was 14 when he killed the 13-year-old girl in his class, Tristan Bailey, stabbing or slashing her at least 114 times in the woods near their homes in North Florida. Her body was found hours later on Mother's Day 2021. Fucci was arrested the next morning and pleaded guilty last month. Judge Lee R. Smith spoke to Tristan's family before handing down the sentence, saying, "Sometimes murder victims' families think the killer's sentence will provide some closure.
I just want to warn you that it's not how it works. No matter what sentence this court imposes today, it cannot heal you. I cannot bring her back."
Friends say Fucci fantasized about violence and murder. He posted a picture on social media from the back of a police car with the caption, "Hey guys, has anybody seen Tristan lately?" Chris Foster, Fox News.
30 years in prison for a Rhode Island man who admitted to federal authorities that he used a cell phone to record himself sexually assaulting two teenage girls. Prosecutors say in 2017, Francis Scott pretended to be a ride-hail driver and offered to give a 15-year-old girl a ride, then took her to a secluded area and assaulted her. After his arrest, a 17-year-old girl came forward with a similar story. Scott pled guilty in June to sexual exploitation of a minor and possession of child pornography. A rare sighting of a wolverine in Oregon.
It's the first time a wolverine has been seen outside the Wallowa Mountains in more than three decades. The animal was spotted by a couple fishing along the Columbia River near Portland, more than 250 miles from where it's known to reside, according to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, which says wolverines have rarely been seen in Oregon throughout the last century. The couple snapped some pictures and had them verified by wildlife biologists. 2 days later, the wolverine's fuzzy black tail was spotted again along a road in Damascus. State biologists believe the animal, which can cover 30 miles per day, is likely passing through Portland to find a suitable, high-quality habitat.
Fox's Gianna Trelosi. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.